Welcome to ICMA's Local Gov Life. I'm Rob Carty. This monthly podcast focuses on a topic of interest to local government professionals and takes it for a spin, with stories that share fresh approaches and ideas that you can apply to your life and in your community. This month, we're changing it up a little bit. We're going to take a look at the upcoming 2016 ICMA Annual Conference in Kansas City. We spoke to Nick Hawkins and Sylvia Stevenson, who are budget analysts for Kansas City, to discuss this year's conference.
This host committee has been working together for almost 4 years now to put on a fantastic conference, and I think you're really going to be surprised when you come to Kansas City just how modern it is, but also just it pays a lot of homage to its historical past, and it's a really neat mix that I think people, when they come here, are really going to enjoy.
Nick goes on to talk about all the great events that will be taking place in Kansas City during the conference. There's one event Nick is excited about.
The one that I've been most involved in is the ICMA shootout at the College Basketball Experience, and I know a lot of people in the city management industry have strong ties to their school, and now this is a chance where you can come and show that off and polish off your three-point skills, your pop shot skills, and things like that, and also represent your school. And I think that's going to be a great event.
Here's what Sylvia thinks you could miss by not coming to Kansas City.
So they're going to really miss out on having an example of that council manager form of government, how to illustrate it in a diverse city as Kansas City.
What does Nick get most out of attending the ICMA annual conference?
Yeah, the great thing I think about ICMA and the conference, and I've been coming to conferences since 2010 in San Jose, and it's a real wonderful opportunity to connect with other people in the city management profession. For me, it's a great time to recharge my batteries and really kind of rekindle that love for the profession that I've had since I've started.
Next, we sat down with Johnson County, Kansas Deputy County Manager Penny Pastoke Ferguson to talk about the Assistance Exchange Program in Kansas City. If you don't know, the ICMA Assistance Exchange is an opportunity for ICMA members to meet other local leaders and learn how other communities deliver services, engage citizens, and plan for the future. Penny explains.
Well, the Assistance Exchange is a unique opportunity that when you're already spending time and energy to be at a location for a conference, it gives you a chance to meet with staff directly in their field of expertise, whether it be more general in the manager's office or if you request a specific area like transit or tourism. It allows you to take advantage of being in a place and hearing from the staff directly, and you get to see the kind of behind-the-scenes operations and issues of the particular location that you're visiting for ICMA, in addition to all the great conference activities.
Penny goes on to discuss what participants can expect from the program this year.
In Kansas City, it's unique because the Kansas City Metro is divided by two states and over nine counties and a long list of cities. And the host committee has a unique number of jurisdictions as part of it who are interested in helping with the assistance exchange. So no matter what size jurisdiction you're looking at participating in or subject areas, there's likely an option or more than one that you could sign up for.
Last, we talked with second-time conference goer Bridget Smith, Grants Coordinator, Dallas, Texas. She shared with us her story about the first conference she attended.
So last year was my first ever time at the ICMA conference, and what really led up to that was I was speaking with a colleague, and she mentioned very distinctly, I remember this, that attending the conference was a transformative experience for her. And so when she mentioned that to me, I felt as though that was something that I wanted to get engaged in. So I applied for a conference scholarship and was successfully able to be a recipient of those funds, and I immediately registered to attend.
Bridget told us how she was able to implement something 2015 ICMA conference keynote speaker Patrick Lencioni spoke about last year.
We were kind of going through some changes within our staffing in my department that I am here with the City of Dallas. And so taking some of the information that he spoke about in his session and being able to bring that back, I was able to immediately apply some of the information that I had learned to as a resource to some of the things that we were needing as we were shifting and changing in our staffing. I want to say that in addition to that, one of the biggest things that I learned or took away, rather, was learning more about the Emerging Leaders Program that's offered to early on professionals in their career. And so I applied and was able to be accepted into the 2016-2018 cohort. So those are some of the biggest things that kind of stick out in my mind that I was able to take away from the conference.
We then asked Bridget what she is looking forward to the most about this year's conference.
And I was very, very pleased to see that almost 50% of the speakers this year would be women. I mean, I am an African-American woman seeking to progress up through the chains in local government. And so sessions that I saw, such as the path to the C-suite, preparing and engaging women for top management roles, and then coming back to attend the luncheon for women in professional local government, those are some discussions that I'm very excited to take part of. And just really any discussions that have that focus on the necessity to have a diverse and inclusive workforce. Those are really things I'm interested in looking into and being engaged with.
And that's it for this episode of Local Gov Life. Let us know what you think about this episode by going to icma.org/episode4 and leaving a comment. Subscribe now to the Local Gov Life podcast series and tell a friend about us. Also, be sure to rate us on iTunes and share on social media. We rely on you to help grow our audience. I'm Rob Carty. Thank you for listening to this episode of ICMA's Local Gov Life.